Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WQAM Miami, WPOW HD2 Miami, WKIS HD2 Boca Raton.
A Radio.com sports station.
Home of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida Panthers.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Now, the latest headlines from the Geico Update Center.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Starting off with the NFL draft, where the Miami Dolphins used a 13th overall pick to take Clemson defensive tackle Christian Wilkins. Other notable first-round selections, Kyler Murray went first to Arizona. The Jets took Quinnen Williams third. The Giants selected Daniel Jones with the 6th pick. Buffalo took Ed Oliver with the 9th pick. And Washington took Dwayne Haskins with the 15th pick. The second and third rounds will be tonight, beginning at 7, where the Dolphins will have the 16th pick. Moving over to hoops, and the Spurs, who beat the Nuggets 120-103 to force a Game 7. Tonight, the Clippers will host the Warriors in a Game 6 with Golden State up 3-2. Tip-off is at 10. Moving to hockey in Game 1 scores from last night, the Bruins beat the Blue Jackets 3-2, and the Blues beat the Stars 3-2. Tonight, there will be two more Game 1s with the Islanders hosting the Hurricanes at 7 and the Sharks hosting the Avalanche at 10. Finally, to baseball, where the Marlins took Game 1 of their four-game series with the Phillies by a final of 3-1. Game 2 is tonight with the first pitch at 7:05 from Citizens Bank Park. And the Miami Hurricanes will begin a three-game home series with Virginia Tech. Tonight's first pitch is at 7 from Mark Light. Over to weather, which will be clear with a high of 90 and a low of 70 and a 20% chance of rain. It's Triple Crown time, horse racing fans, so come join us at Miami's most beautiful simulcasting center, Champions at Hialeah Park, for all your Triple Crown watching and wagering needs. That's Champions at Hialeah Park. Check HialeahPark.com for more. The Joe Rose Show with Zach Krantz is next.
With the 13th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Christian Wilkins, defensive tackle, Clemson.
Well, the NFL draft was rocking and rolling last night. Nashville threw one hell of a party. I was a little jealous, to be honest.
Yeah, I was.
I saw myself with an ice cold beer watching some of that. That would have been a hell of a show. And 200,000+ people.
It's amazing. The pictures are amazing. I've showed you a couple, but they are just, it looks like, literally, it looks like one of those championship parades. Like, there's just so many people. You can't walk down the street. It looks unbelievable.
And of course, you can't start one of these draft parties without the commissioner of the NFL getting booed right out of the building. Right? And I guess he's used to it. But I'll tell you one thing you can't get on that guy and boo him about is what has happened, the explosion of the draft popularity. I don't know what the numbers will look like on ABC and ESPN and probably huge. Yeah, and NFL Network when you put them all together. But my God, it is crazy. By the way, Mike Florio is going to join us a little bit later on this morning as we let him get a little sleep, and he's got a busy schedule. But we got a lot of news. By the way, we didn't talk much about the Devin Bush move that was made. Speaking of a guy from Broward County up Flanagan High School. Big move made up to get him. I'll tell you what, every time you see a highlight of him, he has just got – is he on the perfect team as one of those aggressive linebackers playing for the Steelers? They moved up, and they gave up a lot.
They gave it 2 threes?
To get him.
Yeah, moved up 10 spots.
I know. Was there a second in there?
Yeah, there was a second. Oh, maybe it was a 2 round. And a 3. It might have been a 2 and a 3. And, yeah.
So anyway, boy, I'll tell you what, that was a hell of a player and really, really good. You watch him run around. Of course, you only seen the highlights last night, but good for him and becoming a really high pick and well-respected in this for the Pittsburgh Steelers to get a replacement of a guy that went to Plantation High School, Ryan Shazier, who had the neck injury, and he's doing a lot better. We're
Thank
glad to
for
tell
that,
you
that. Yeah.
got a wonderful family down here, but yeah. And that, and by the way, what's the chance one Broward County guy replacing another Broward County guy in the first round? Yep. And one went to Ohio State and the other one went to Michigan. You can't make all that up.
Yep.
If you're wondering if all those folks are down here recruiting.
But when they traded up, I was sitting next to Larry Bluestein at Dave and Buster's last night, and they traded up, and we both kind of looked at each other and we're like, this is the Devin Bush pick. It's like Pittsburgh trading up to get a linebacker right here because you were looking around to see who else was there, and a lot of us at the table were even saying, oh, maybe they're looking for an offensive lineman. Jonah Williams was still on the board too, and I know he was one of the high guys last night, but it just looked like Bush was the perfect replacement player, unfortunately, for Shazier to be that guy.
Well, you got a lot of good stories last night, and listen, the whole thing, you get that somebody trading up 10 positions to all the Clemson line going and the quarterbacks and one guy not going. Then you get towards the end of the first round after you've been looking all these mock drafts and all these guys are supposed to get drafted in the first round, and you start to realize, oh, my God. Did Drew, first thing I said last night, had to go do something off stage, and I said, hey, did Drew Lock get drafted yet? And they go, no, there's only a couple picks left. And I'm like, well, he'll go late. Somebody will grab him. Didn't happen. So the Missouri quarterback was supposed to be one of those four taken in the first round, doesn't. Greedy Williams, who not too long ago was a top 10 pick out of LSU and that great defense there, he doesn't get drafted. Jawan Taylor.
I think that was the biggest surprise
for me. Florida apparently had a knee problem, and I don't know about his weight. And then Cody Ford out of Oklahoma is another one. So we got that. They got a lot of guys. You can get a really good player today. Listen to everybody, and the Dolphins should be able to get good players in both rounds. Obviously, third round, starts to drop a little bit, but they've done their homework, and they got a hit. Listen, and no excuses, man. You got a hit on one, which I feel pretty good about. Christian Wilkins is going to be a good player, whether you want a quarterback or not. I think he's going to be really good at what they're going to use him for, and I think he's going to be really good for the culture that we've been talking about for like 18 years now,
yeah,
the culture,
exactly. Yep.
And try to figure it out. I told them they should just hire Udonis Haslam. I've told everybody, and I was dead serious. I go, look it, man, you need UD. I go, and I know it's 15 guy, a little different, getting everybody on the same page.
Yeah, but he's the kind of guy who can do it.
60 guys versus 15 guys. But I said, hire UD and just have him come in, work on culture. He's seen pouting. He's seen good games and bad games. And he can take care of it. If the coach can't take care of it, or you're not strong enough in the front office, he'll take care of it.
Well, think about the respect he gets on that team from Pat Riley all the way down to the guy, the 15th guy in the roster, or the 14th guy, if you want to say that UD's the 15th. Like, all the way down and across the league, superstar-wise as well. LeBron James respected this guy. He's the best player in the league. Like, he looked up to UD. Like, UD's just got that kind of aura around him. Sure, I'd love him to go in there, but I'll tell you this. If Flores is bringing kind of that quote-unquote New England kind of feel, then I'm all right with that. If this is the case, you want to start, we've been talking about the offensive and defensive line and how you really have to fix that, and that's where New England really kills everybody because they're usually really good on both sides. I'm okay with what Flores did last night. I am.
Well, good.
I know
culture,
Haskins was there, but I'm glad.
Good culture is a lot to do with having good players.
Yeah, of course.
I agree that can play your system and what you want to put in, and now we got to stick with the system. Like, you can't get turned off in 2 years and decide to dump your girlfriend. You got to stick with it and get this, and you're going young, and see how it all works out. Last night we had a bunch of the young players, speaking of that, with the Dolphins on the team, were there when that pick, and it was kind of a little different having Gotcha there and Taylor there as that pick was being made, and they came up and talked about it, which it really doesn't affect them because they rotate and they're going to play a lot of different guys, and none of those guys play every snap. It hasn't happened on the defensive line. So, but they were all pretty pumped up and listening to him. And if you heard him, he's a very confident guy about what he can do. I guess if I was on that team in Clemson and I was a big part of that defensive line, I'd feel the same way for sure.
Three of those dudes in the top 17 of this draft. From the same defensive line. That is ridiculous.
Simpson got more guys coming, too.
Yep.
They got a Broward guy that's going to get drafted today.
Everybody's got a Brower guy.
There's a Brower guy. We're just going to, hey, there's a Brower guy. We're going to do that.
There's a Dade guy. There's a Palm Beach guy. Yeah,
we're going to have Palm Beach guys hitting today, too. We'll have a lot more of that and get Palm Beach a lot more in the action here. Hey, by the way, you can join us on the Kindle Toyota West Kindle Toyota text line 56022. What do you got coming in?
Well, first one came in is, so if Locke's there at 48, Joe, do you take him?
No.
Okay. Steelers gave up. So in the Steelers draft, and that's what I just read also, I think it was a 2 and then a 3. It's a 2 and a 3 in that trade up. That's what it was.
That's
someone
a lot
corrected.
To give up.
Yeah,
man.
I know.
Second round pick is.
Another guy said, Joe, would you think they'd ever do an event like that, the draft here in Miami?
I think we got a great location for it, downtown Miami. Mm. And it would be awesome. You get some bands down there and get some local entertainment and it would be a hell of a party. I don't know. We got to be trying. First of all, we got a mayor that loves sports.
Yeah, that's it. That's going to help if they ever want to, you know, Stephen Ross and him.
But I don't know how long it takes. I'm sure the Dolphins have already put in for it.
I'm sure.
They got other things on their mind right now called the Super Bowl coming
up. That's
right.
That's true.
So that's not going to be a priority right off the bat, but I would think every city, every NFL city's looking at this thing going, I want it.
But how many people could do what Nashville did last night on that main street?
Not too many.
That's a different animal right
there. By
the
way,
you're not shutting down Ocean Drive for this.
They promoted it ahead of time with bands. Saw Darius Rucker and other country bands that live in that area were involved. They're talking about, look, I'd have gone to that one. I said I'd never go to one of these. I would have been in Nashville last night if somebody said, hey, let's go do it. Probably have to be the wife with me a little bit. But
how about the fact that it says someone texted in? I didn't hear a lot of the ESPN coverage. I saw it and I was listening to the radio coverage. But was Trey Wingo drunk last night? What a bleep show. At one point he said the draft was in Chicago, and at least 6 times he had the wrong team drafting.
We had NFL Network on.
Oh, you guys, okay.
For the pick. We stayed with the league.
Dave and Buster's where I was last night for the QAM draft party. We had ESPN on, but we had the audio from the radio. So, like, the only time we really heard the coverage was when they went to the pick to the Goodell. We didn't hear, like, Trey Winger or those guys, but that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Was Trey off a little bit last night? Maybe.
I didn't see, so I wouldn't have known.
And how about these two right back-to-back? Once again, the Dolphins screwed it up. The next text right afterwards, this pick is very encouraging that we have someone who has a clue. Quarterbacks are important, but getting the right one and not rushing to get a guy quickly is way more important. Wilkins is a high-character guy that's going to help this team immediately. Two back-to-back. One says we screwed up. The other one says how
that
great
was,
we did.
That was the last night in front of the 5 or 6 or 7,000, whatever, was at the party last night at Hard Rock. That was kind of the same way. We had some hardcore Haskins lovers. And we had some people jumping up and down with Wilkins, which, hey, listen, this is on Chris Greer. And he knows, by the way, it's like, hey, love the pick. Christian Wilkins, a really good player. We know who he is. We've seen the highlights. What are we going to do about quarterback? Mm. Now, I love Wilkins up, but we're getting down on quarterbacks and we're putting more and more pressure on 2020. Did you get your guy? I mean, people... Everybody understands we got to get a quarterback
at
some point.
Of course.
We got to find a young quarterback and hope, I don't know, top 12 quarterback in the league.
We had an investigative texter just text in, Josh Rosen, has unfollowed the Cardinals on social media. Maybe he's been notified he's taking his talents to South Beach. I can't confirm that. But we know we have a lot of crazy people out there going to watch that.
By the way, somebody catch me. Did you say somebody caught me on a golf cart last night?
Someone texted in early this morning. I'm still trying to find the text and said, ask Joe about his golf cart ride with the cheerleaders. Were you on a golf cart last night with cheerleaders?
I might have been. Grandpa was on there. Grandpa was on there with those young ladies.
Well done. Yeah.
All right, Dad. All right, maybe I went too far. Daddy was on there.
Yeah, but
did they call you Grandpa Joe?
No. I was on a cruise with some of them. I mean, they're good. We're talking good friends now. These girls are like my, you know, really good friends. Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I was. And I saw some guys busting my chops when I drove by.
Text her already this morning.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing. You can't do anything. You can't get away with anything.
No.
You can't even get away with a little ride, a little golf cart ride with a couple of cheerleaders, man. It's terrible. You can't get away with stuff. Hey, by the way, we'll check back in to Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. Mike Florio going to join us at 9:35,
and he is
jacked up about this Tyreek Hill thing today.
Can I just say Tyreek Hill and then run like I'm throwing a grenade? Because I feel like he's already come out. Hollywood told us earlier that he like literally wants to not cover NFL anymore if Tyreek Hill's still in the league.
He tweeted he would have to reconsider covering the NFL if Tyreek Hill is still allowed to play.
Does that mean he's just going to turn Pro Football Talk
over
to NBC? I think he should get it now.
We'll run it. We get the checks. All those zeros.
The greatest
Joe Football Talk.
The greatest. How about that? The greatest sports website buy of all time.
It is. You're
what
right.
He created.
You're right.
Whatever you think of Mike, I don't know if he had vision that this was going to happen. If it was luck or he tripped into it or he hit his head into it, whatever it was brilliant. That's what it was.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, we got Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joining us here in the next segment. So we'll get into everything with him, and he's fired up from what I've seen on Twitter with the Tyreek Hill stuff, so we'll get into all of that here. We'll read some of your text messages here. 560-560-22 on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Let's see. Someone actually said Mike Florio is the best. His podcasts are must-listens. Can't wait to hear from him today. There you go. Or instead of the normal guy that says he hates Mike Florio every Friday. I woke up so disappointed, Joe, that we did not draft a quarterback. So many people must be feeling the same way. That's from Ernie and Doral.
That is correct. Matter of fact, I just got a text from somebody very, very disappointed. I understand. There was, I don't want to think it was a love fest last night on Christian Wilkins. There were a lot of people disappointed.
Yeah.
Everybody knows we got to get a quarterback, and even after the pick, and like, wow, he sounds good. He highlights look great. Played on a great team. I mean, I get the leadership, but he doesn't. Does he throw the football? No. We got to get a quarterback.
How about this? Come on, guys. We have a plan. Stop complaining about the quarterback. Great pick last night. O-line and cornerback today. Mike on the road. This plan today is O-lineman and a cornerback. Today.
That could be the combination. It's got to be one offensive lineman. It has to be.
Here's an interesting
with two new guys.
Yeah, of
but
course.
I'm gonna throw in pass rusher. That another guy out there that if they think he can help Joe Jackson,
there you
somebody
go.
Like that would be good. A nice pick.
Someone in that third round. Why would Rosen want to come here if we're drafting a guy next year? Same situation. Yeah, I guess sort of.
He figured they're taking a chance. Listen, he can sit behind, this one, you got to admit, this would be a tough one. Whatever people are saying, I know Omar was ripping Josh Rosen today, who had a reputation coming out of UCLA of a little different. But it'd be hard. It'd be hard to be a high first-round pick in the following year. They take somebody first overall.
Yeah, that's it.
And they're going, by the way, you're the backup because we got a great new contract on you.
Imagine happening to you twice in your career. First in Arizona and the next year in Miami.
I guess every year he'll just go, I want out of here now.
Josh Rosen now playing for his 11th NFL team. Dolphins got a solid player. They need solid players in all three top rounds. Okay, we're good with that too. I wouldn't mind having three guys that could start right away.
You got to hit on your top picks. If this thing ever gets functional again, you got to hit. There's a reason. There's a structure to the picks. So the teams that aren't very good, if they hit on their draft picks, they can catch up quickly with dominant players and quarterbacks and, and guys. So got to hope. We got to hit. We got to hit on some drafts. We got to overhit. We got to hit on Saturday. We got to hit something good on Saturday and even after Saturday on rookie free agents.
I'm confused. Oh, man, all these texts are coming in so fast.
Go ahead.
I'm confused. Greer has been with the Dolphins personnel department for 20 years, and the personnel has sucked for the last 20 years, and now he's in charge. I don't get it.
Well, he's run the show. Listen, I agree. He shouldn't get a hall pass. He's had some bad picks, and he's responsible. he's not responsible for Jeff Ireland's picks, right? With, when Jeff Ireland was running the show with Parcells and Sperano. But he was still, he's been in there to give his opinion on stuff, not that he has final say. So he has seen it. Hey, listen, I have this belief that there's a lot of general managers scared to death to go, man, there's got to be a guy. I just think there's some, I don't know. Because if you're wrong, you can get fired. It can end your career and a job that you're trying to survive. And Chris Greer's been one of the great survivors we've had.
Well, he's been here, what, two decades almost.
So, yeah, I agree he shouldn't get a hall pass on things, but he's our guy, and he's just got to get it right. I mean, it's all on him. There's no more three. You know, Mike Tannenbaum started that. It's three of us together. It's a head coach, a GM, and a VP of football. We are one. No, you're not. There ain't no one. There's one freaking guy.
One dysfunctional
family. And it's the general manager, Chris Greer, with a lot of help from some other guys, hopefully.
How about this one? If Greer hitches his wagon to Rosen, he should be fired immediately. So far, he hasn't made any dumb mistakes, and he got a little lucky last night where his guy was still there at 13. Rosen would be a dumb mistake.
Okay. Listen, we're going to go through this. The great part of what we do, including I saw it last night, saw it right in front of my face. There were people, you said Josh Rosen, and they're like, ugh. You said Wilkins, there's ugh. Haskins, oh, I don't want him. He's no... Then there were others going, no, that's a guy you got to have, man. Yeah. He can play. Like, get... So you're never going to get everybody. You're never going to get 100% of your NFL fans or your fan base here to agree on who you take, ever.
Would you get close?
We blew it. And other guys going, we didn't blow it. We did the right damn thing. I didn't like that guy.
Would you get close to that 100% on board if the number one pick next year was Tua for this Dolphins team?
You'd get
close, at least.
You'd get real close.
Wouldn't be a 50-50 split, I don't think.
I mean, I heard Tua last night. I heard Tua with some other stuff last night. Tua for Yua. That is stupid.
That's the best one ever.
Thing, Tua for Yua.
Tua for Yua.
Why'd I start that? It's so, someone's so immature
gonna use
and so stupid.
Cameron Wolf's going to use it in one of his articles.
We're going to Tua for Yua.
Yeah, he's going to use it. Oh, man. Drafting Wilkins with Haskins on the board is like getting socks for Christmas.
Well, we're going to find out. By the way, we got to check in with Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Yeah. He's jacked up, and he's got a rolling today on Pro Football Talk, so we'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to talk to Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com, brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager, and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. I just wish there was more to talk about with Mike. There's really nothing to talk about with Mike, so maybe we'll just ask him how his day is going so far. Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing great. By the way, before we start and get into all the drama on and off the field, Mike, I never thought since being part of the 1980 draft that we would be talking about where this draft is right now and what Nashville did last night. I that was impressive.
It was impressive. I'm going to get myself in trouble by sharing the tweet that I got from my sister, who said that her husband thinks that Nashville's crowd is bigger than a presidential inauguration. A recent one.
Somebody beat you to it.
A fairly recent one.
We're not allowed to talk politics, right. But that was part of this morning.
Early on the text machine, Mike. We got that one already.
Yeah.
Even with a picture.
No gaps picture. In the crowd from the overhead shot.
No,
that's for damn
no,
sure.
No. All right. I'm trying very hard to get to the next player. I don't even care what I bring up now. Hey, Daniel Jones.
Tell our boss. He's probably not here today anyway, but hey, it wasn't us. That was Mike Florio.
All right, biggest surprise last night was...
The ISDN line, you can never tell. I can always blame it on you guys.
Yeah, I am trying so hard to get away from this. I will talk about cookies at this point. All right, I'll start with this. Daniel Jones, what do you think about that pick number 6 overall for the Giants?
Well, you know, the Giants tried their damnedest to pre-position their fan base and the media to the idea that they were going to take Daniel Jones. It wasn't a coincidence that all of a sudden this talk starts to emerge that Daniel Jones is the best quarterback on one team's board and reminds Gil Brandt of Peyton Manning and Chris Sims on PFT Live cut right through it, and he said, this is the Giants getting the word out there so people won't be shocked and appalled when Daniel Jones is their pick. And the problem is, by doing that, they forced themselves to take him with pick six. They otherwise could have waited maybe until pick 17. Because if you don't plant that flag that you want Daniel Jones, then, yeah, you don't have to worry about somebody jumping you at pick 13, 14, 15, 16 to get Daniel Jones. So they kind of backed themselves into a corner. But you know what? There may be a faction in the Giants organization that wanted them to be backed into a corner, that wanted them to have to use him or use the sixth overall pick on Daniel Jones. And now they say he may sit 3 years. They were talking about the Kansas City model at the scouting combine of a rookie quarterback sitting for 1 year behind Eli Manning. Dave Gettleman's talking about the Green Bay model now. So who knows how much longer Eli Manning will play, and who knows whether or not Daniel Jones is going to be any good. But if you don't have a franchise quarterback, you don't have a chance, as you guys know, for the last 20 years. Oh,
we've heard all morning here, too, in this divided town right now and who we took in the first round. All right, I want to ask you about this when Arizona is preaching, all right, if you don't give us what we want, Josh Rosen's going to be the damn backup here for a long time. Are you buying that?
Look,
he ain't gonna be happy, and he and his agent are gonna scream out of there.
You know what? Listen, there's a lot of guys in the NFL who aren't starters who aren't happy. I can't think of many guys who are content to be on the sideline during a game. So, look, Josh Rosen, you made $11 million last year. You're due to make $6.2 million over the next 3 years. If you're not the best option at quarterback, then you're not the best option at quarterback. And if you'd shown us more last year, we wouldn't have gone after Kyler Murray. And it's that simple. So if the Cardinals want to do it, what is his alternative? He's got a fully guaranteed contract. Is he going to retire? What's he going to do? So be Jimmy Garoppolo. Put in another year or two. Get traded at some point down the road. But if the Cardinals, I mean, look, if I'm the Cardinals, I'm keeping him as insurance in the event that Kyler Murray, you know, gets injured because he's 5'10" and they say he's 205. I think the, you know, somebody was stepping on that scale when he got on at the scouting combine. But, you know, he may be ineffective. He may get injured. And then you've got a guy that you believe in that you can put on the field if need be. And Rosen has conducted himself very well throughout this process of uncertainty. But now that we have certainty, we'll see what he does. He's already unfollowed the Cardinals on Instagram, which, you know, may be the first step toward a full-blown conflagration between Josh Rosen and the Cardinals.
All right, so obviously one team being talked about with the Cardinals in a trade is down here in Miami. What do you think it will take if Arizona does want to get rid of the guy? Do you think it'll take a third-round pick or something better?
Well, there was a report from Joel Klatt of Fox Sports, and usually when there's someone who isn't in the business of making NFL news on a regular basis, and he's in the business, and he's a college football guy, he's out in L.A., and he spoke very authoritatively that there were three teams that were pursuing Josh Rosen, the Chargers, the Patriots, and the Giants, and that a second-round pick was on the table. I believe that, and I think that they could get a second-round pick. Now, maybe now that they've picked Kyler Murray, they've lost some of their leverage, but you know, your best leverage in any situation is screw it, I'll just keep the guy. And if they can convince people, screw it, I'll just keep the guy, there may be a team that decides when the dust settles on round two and round three, because there's still some quarterbacks out there. Drew Locke's still out there. There's another wave of guys where no one really knows how they fit. Ryan Finley, Will Greer, who knows how they fall together. But at some point, the quarterbacks are going to be gone, and if there's a team that needs a guy, then all of a sudden a second-round pick, first-round pick, and I don't know that you get a first-round pick out of him next year, but maybe a second-round pick next year gets it done.
All right. The black eye topic today is Tyreek Hill and the audio recordings that we've been playing all morning. Unbelievable reaction from everybody with this three-year-old son and loss of custody of him, and both of them look like complete idiots in this audio recording. What's going to happen here? Could this be it? What do you think happens, Mike?
Well, here's what I think should happen without question. Because if you listen to that audio, because we got a tease last night for just like about a half hour before the audio dropped, that KCTV had audio of Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal, the mother of Hill's three-year-old son, talking about the child. And I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be hard to hear. It's going to be...
Yeah,
you know, we cut in and out,
weird,
and
right.
And who knows if it's really him, and it's just a local TV station, you know, trying to make. Then you hear the audio, it's like, oh my God, it's chilling. Anytime you have an argument between a mother and a father about whether or not the child respects or is terrified of the father. And after about 15 seconds, the father just gives up and says, well, you should be terrified of me too. That is hard to listen to. And I think what the Chiefs should do is cut this guy today, right now. And now they've suspended him essentially for the offseason program for the foreseeable future. And they say they're going to gather more information and make the right decision. I don't know what other information they need. And I don't know what decision is right other than severing ties with Tyreek Hill, who comes into this with a horrible background.
That's right.
He choked and beat Crystal Espinal when she was pregnant with this child. So I think the Chiefs need to cut him, and then the league needs to protect the league from itself. It needs to protect teams like the Browns from themselves, because John Dorsey, who drafted Tyreek Hill, could you imagine Dorsey thinking, man, I got Jarvis Landry, I got Odell Beckham Jr., I can get Tyreek Hill. Ban this guy for life. He has forfeited his privilege of playing in the National Football League. And I know we are a nation of second chances, and we love redemption stories, but let me tell you something. There are 1,696 roster spots in the NFL during the regular season. Every guy who gets a second chance, or in this case a third chance, takes away the first chance of a guy who has never done anything wrong. And we need to start thinking of it in those terms. This isn't, oh, a guy gets up, dusts himself off, and he's learned from his mistakes, and he's going to go forward with a productive life. You can do that. You just don't have to play in the NFL. Those job spots are sacred. And you are taking away someone else's hard-earned roster spot to give a highly talented player a second chance, because that's what it's all about. The guy's highly talented. If he wasn't, he wouldn't get the second chance. And I think we need to start, as fans and media, taking a stand against this practice, saying, yes, there are circumstances where you forever forfeit your privilege of playing this game, especially if they're going to run off guys like Josh Gordon for smoking weed. Are you kidding me? Justin Blackmon, who was a fifth overall pick 7 years ago, and he got suspended and can't get back in because he smokes and drinks. Look, if they're going to kick guys out for that kind of stuff, you can't let a guy like this hang around who clearly has a problem that is not going to get better, and he should not be in the employment of the National Football League.
Now, I know that there's no criminal charges against, you know, either one of them, and then the audio came out. Could this be kind of reopened where Tyreek can get in trouble with the police now?
Oh, absolutely, because the prosecutor made it clear on Wednesday when he said, I believe a crime was committed, but there isn't conclusive evidence as to who did it. Now you've got more evidence, and it appears that Crystal Espinal was covering up for Tyreek Hill.
That's right.
And Hill issued the statement yesterday saying, I cooperated. I didn't invoke my Fifth Amendment rights. Well, I have a feeling he didn't tell him the truth then, so he lied to the authorities. Yeah. So there's a separate issue where he needs to be worried. And you know what? One reason why the Chiefs haven't already cut him, and I need to write this at PFT, the Chiefs did not talk to him. The Chiefs did not bring him in to interview him about what happened. If they had, he would have lied to them. And they would have cut him the same way they cut Kareem Hunt. That's why they cut Kareem Hunt, because he lied to them about what happened in February of 2018. The video comes out. It proved he was lying. He was gone within a matter of hours. If they had brought him in and said, what happened? And he says, I don't know, or it was an accident or whatever. And now they hear this tape. He's gone. That's why they need to do the right thing here and get rid of this guy. I appreciate what they did last night with Brett Veach speaking to the media and explaining what was going on. They need to go the rest of the way and cut this guy today. And the NFL needs to put him on the commissioner exempt list. And the NFL needs to eventually ban him for life. And I've never said that about anybody else. I never said it about Michael Vick. I've never said it about anyone else. This guy is unfit to have one of those 1,696 jobs ever again.
Yeah, Mike, this first time, you are a forgiving second chance guy to hear it. And by the way, we cheat a little bit because we were following you a little bit on that, but we knew you were pretty fired up.
What fair-minded person who has the slightest amount of human compassion would not be mortified by the idea of a three-year-old child whose protectors are his parents to have to be in terror of their parent? And you know, and people have pointed out the Adrian Peterson situation where he ended up missing a full year because he had aggressively disciplined his son there. And look, I was spanked growing up, and it was a tough transition for me, because when you're a kid and when you misbehave and you get disciplined that way, you have to find another way to get your kid to behave without that available to you. I mean, there's a fundamental difference in my mind between discipline and you know, you don't like it because the kid is crying, so you punch him in the chest. Yeah, are you kidding me?
Terrible.
Are you to brutalize and terrorize a three year old?
Yep.
A 3 year old. So it's and you throw on top of it what the guy did when he was at Oklahoma State, and he somehow got a pass for all of that. Now, he did get drafted in round five. He would have been drafted higher, much higher, if he didn't do all that. But he pleaded guilty to it, choking and beating Crystal Espinal when she was pregnant. So, he, you know, and that's the thing. If you're going to say something like that to her, you should be terrified, too, when you are aware of the history of
that's
what you've
evil.
Done to her.
That's evil.
Yeah, it's one thing to, I mean, look, in the heat of the moment, when people argue, they say all sorts of things they don't mean. When Tyreek Hill says it, there's a chance he means it because he's acted on those impulses in the past. So I just, look, it's plain and simple. And if they, and they say all the time, playing in the NFL is a privilege, not a right. I agree. He's forfeited that privilege.
Yeah.
Mike, very strong today. No, I'm glad. No, sorry.
We
read your tweet earlier, and that's honestly what I wanted to talk to you about.
And listen, people think that, because I said, I'm not sure I can cover this league anymore if this guy plays in it. People are like, oh, yeah, sure. We all have that number that we, you know, that you figure out how many years you got left and how much money you got. And there's a point where you can say, screw it, I'm out. And I'm there, right? And I mean it. If this guy plays again, I'm going to have to seriously revisit whether or not I can support and follow the NFL.
Mike, thank you, man. It's great having you. Thank you very much.
See you guys.
Mike Florio. Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com, brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. As strong as I've heard him in about 15 or 16 years that we've had him on the show, I've never heard him say anything close to what he just said.
Yeah.
Never. And we've had some big turds in this league in the last two decades, but this has gotten Mike rattled.
Yeah, I saw that last night too. Hey, let's talk about some new things going on.
Well, I wanted to end on a good note
That's
for
fine.
The weekend. It's still
doesn't
the
matter.
Draft.
You still got to eat, no matter what's going on.
Well, tonight I wanted to tell you because you know how I like telling you about all the new things going on at Anthony's.
Told me yesterday.
There's new menu items, and it doesn't happen very often at Anthony's over the years that you see new menu items there.
Maybe when you're used to eating the same things, give me something new.
But let me tell you this: the one thing we haven't seen on that menu ever that I think fits in perfectly, Joe, spaghetti and meatballs.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Right?
And you told me that yesterday, and I went, you know something? That sounds really good.
When you go out with – my wife likes spaghetti meatballs, but I know sometimes we go out with, you know, cousins or whatever. You know, the kids are there, spaghetti meatballs, perfect dish. Now it's out there for everyone now. They also have that Italian spring salad with chicken in it now.
Oh.
So you get, like, the chicken. So you can have that meal
as
the salad.
First of all, the damn meatballs are so good.
The meatballs are really good.
They got that meatball thing down.
And a Mediterranean pizza.
Oh.
Artichoke hearts, grape tomatoes, olives, feta cheese, arugula. Like, there's a lot of good things going on at Anthony's. I just wanted to make sure everyone knew because you always hear us talking about it. They still have online ordering, acfp.com, if you want to go and do that. You want to go in there and have some of the craft beers. But they're doing a really good job rolling out a couple new menu items that I was very excited to tell you about.
But that doesn't mean the oldies but goodies.
I'm having dinner there tonight.
Meatball ricotta cheese.
Yes.
They're not going anywhere.
The
ribs.
Pork vinegar ribs.
Okay,
the original salad is still there.
Hold on.
No.
You scared me for
a second.
Take
a deep breath.
All right.
I'm just telling you.
New things that are good.
Everything you've eaten there before is still on that menu.
Spaghetti and meatballs sounds
spaghetti
really good.
Spaghetti and meatballs. Mediterranean pizza and the Italian spring salad with chicken. All now on the menu.
I'm gone after that one. That was beautiful right there.
You
did.
You
nice
better
job.
Go pick up that check once we order some pizza to go at that point. Wow. Round one over, 2 and 3 tonight.
Chris Greer, let's get it, man.
That's it.
Let's get on this.
We should get a couple of Anthony's Cold Fire pizzas.
Chris
go
Greer.
Sit with Chris Greer tonight in the war room. Can we do that?
They won't let us
okay,
in.
It was a
Chris
good
Chris Greer, you're on the clock today, my friend. Twice. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.